Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's February 3rd, 2022. Everybody's waiting for this big storm to hit the Northeast tomorrow, so we'll see what happens then. I'm Larry Jacobs. Hey, this is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, which is the voice of ACE-ED.org, ACE-ED.org, the American Consortium for Equity in Education, all about equity and access and social-emotional learning and all the things that go into that. We have a lot of voices, and one of them is the voice of superintendents, all right? And we've got a great show for you today with the Schlechte Center, who has taken over, merged with the National Superintendents Roundtable. We got Steve McCammon here, who's their president and CEO, and George Thompson, who's past president and now director of strategic initiatives at the Schlechte Center. And according to my notes here, Steve said George has been with the Schlechte Center over 250 years. So we're going to get a long overview from him. All right, only kidding, George. I'll bring you on in just a second. Everything we do is archived at ace-ed.org. Okay, you can link over to seltoday.org, our other website. You can see our magazine, Equity and Access. All right, over there, our online journal. We have an equity newsletter that runs all the time over there. Great interviews right now with the superintendent of Kansas City, Mark Bedell. He's up online. Great stuff. Please check out everything we do over at ace-ed.org. We archive every podcast over there, including this one. All right, so the snow's about to come. Good morning, Steve. Has George really been there 250 years?
Well, he's definitely been there since the last century. So, you know, he has been here a while. But
wow, I can't wait to meet him. Hi, George. How you doing?
Hi, Larry. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too, my friend.
Almost 250 years. It's been a great ride at the Schlechte Center.
Yeah, some days it might feel like it. You know, you never know. Okay, unbelievable. One of the guys is in Atlanta. The other, Steve, is in Kentucky. And I hope the weather stays good down there. I know you guys hate it when you get winter weather, so I hope you stay safe over the next couple of days. Steve, you guys merged with the National Superintendents Roundtable, and actually, as I was saying that, I wasn't sure you're going to keep the term National Superintendents Roundtable under the umbrella of the Schlechte Center. I think I'm right on that. Just talk about how the merger is going.
You are absolutely right, Larry. It's great to be back on with you. And
before you go on, I have to say something. You got mentioned on CNN, and I read the big article yesterday, okay, about superintendents.
Well, yes,
they quoted you, and you're world famous now. Congratulations.
You would not believe how people are hanging outside my door in the cold wanting a picture, you know.
Paparazzi. I know, it's unbelievable.
Great.
Yeah. Congratulations. That was cool. I saw your name.
Thank you.
Oh, I know Steve.
It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah, by the way, Jim Harvey says a fond hello. So I just wanted to be sure.
One of the best guys
for
in
our
education,
audience,
if not the whole world. Jim Harvey.
He was the founder and the former executive director. He's still doing some consulting with us, which is really, really nice and really important. The merger is going very, very well. We are getting ready to do our first big conference adjacent to American Association of School Administrators at AASA in Nashville, coming up on February 17th and 18th, and
yes,
we scored some really, really great speakers, Larry. We've got Timothy Shriver, the head of Special Olympics International Board of Directors,
sure,
is going to be our breakfast speaker. So, you know, things are going well. We're getting to know the members, and you know, one of the things we're finding is Jim and the members at the roundtable have done a really nice job of networking and becoming known to where we do have folks like CNN and George and I are doing an interview at when we get off with you. We're doing an interview with Education Week on they picked up our story on CNN. So it's really nice. And the bottom line is we're able to support superintendents in both the Schlechte Center and the roundtable, probably at a time when superintendents need more networking and support than perhaps ever in the history of that role. So we're enjoying the work. Yeah, we're enjoying
By the way, I want to say to everybody, yesterday there was this big article on CNN. Okay, I read it online. All right, but it wasn't good news. It focused on the ex-superintendent of Palm Beach County Schools in Florida. All right, and it talked about how he was under such pressure, he became sick, that he left his, dream job. He retired. He resigned. Okay, which is a tragedy right there. Okay, because of all the political pressure and all the crap that's going on right now, and the superintendents are facing terrible, terrible times. So they got Steve's point of view. They got Don Dominich from AASA on there. It's a good article yesterday, February 2nd, all right, on CNN. Again, Steve and Don are both quoted. Okay, Don from AASA, which brings me to my next question. Steve, you're going to be there at the Nashville AASA conference. How does what you're doing there, and this is an important question, okay, from the Schlechte Center, the Superintendent's Roundtable, how does that differ from what AASA is doing? And that's an important difference.
Yeah, AASA has, you know, their theme this year, our speakers are fitting in really nicely with the theme on, you know, equity and inclusion. And
yep.
It's what we've purposefully sought out, Timothy Shriver, and then our other speaker is going to be an actual member of the roundtable, Gregory Hutchins, and his he's written a book called Getting Into Good Trouble. So he's going to be sharing some background on, you know, anti-racist school agenda. And so we think we're going to have a really nice, well-rounded program, two speakers. And, you know, I was a member of AASA for years and years and years. And I'm glad to be going back. And, you know, one of the signs of the pandemic is they're showing a pretty robust attendance, which is a nice leading indicator for maybe we're more toward the end of this thing than the beginning. So,
yeah, you know, it's hard for – their schools are so short-staffed right now. I would imagine it's hard for the superintendents even to get away. Okay, sometimes they have to drive the school buses. That's how nuts it is out there right now.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, okay, so AASA is good friends of ours here, and I wish you a lot of fun there, et cetera. Are you going to use their facilities for what you're doing there, or is it a completely separate meeting for your superintendent's roundtable selection center? Yeah,
we'll actually be separate. We're going to be over at the Renaissance Hotel. It is a conference hotel, one of their in their sphere of hotels, but we're actually going to have both of our meetings there at the Renaissance Hotel. And we purposefully plan our schedule around AASA and take advantage of the fact that a lot of our members are going to be there anyway. So it's really a support, you know, as members, it's just a support to get them together and learn together while they're already down in Nashville.
It makes perfect sense to me, and I'm glad you're doing it. George, I want to swing over to you, and this is – oh, my gosh, excuse me. I'm sorry to cough in your ear. I couldn't set up my microphone in time. George, okay, I'm only kidding. You've only been there since the last century. That's only 25 years. All right, that's a good long career with Schlechte Center. But when I learned about Schlechte, George, I'd never heard of it. All right, and I learned about it from Jim and then Steve, and I've gotten to know it over the last few months. All right, but your experience goes way, way back with them. Okay, and I don't want to make you seem older than you are. Okay, but just tell us about what the work that the center has done and why they need to know why this merger, why the Superintendent's Roundtable is now part of Schlechte. George, you're going to give us a good perspective on that.
Sure, be glad to. And it has been. This is my 27th year at the at the center.
Good man. Good
before
man.
Before that, I was a. Thank you. I was a superintendent in Georgia in Gwinnett County schools, and
good for you.
And that's how I came to meet. I met Phil Schlechte. He came to our district and did a keynote address during one of our professional learning days, and he had this novel idea that schools ought to be more about the work that we provide to students than the performance that adults give, and that we need to work on the work instead of working on the kids, and work on the work instead of working on the teachers and principals. And but in order to do that, we have to build the capacity of the organization that the system really matters. And so the more I got to know Phil and served on some committees that projects that he was involved with, made the decision to join the center back in 1995. Phil created the center, we were 35 years old, we are a small organization, as I know Steve has explained to you previously. But he was in the process of doing a lot of writing, and he was speaking to groups. And when he would finish, they would come up to him and say, well, these are great ideas, but how do we do it? And he would say, well, I don't know. I'm just one person. I've got to get to the next place. And so he was very frustrated with that. And that's the reason he created the Selective Center. He wanted there to be an organization that had people who had experience in schools at all levels that could support the practitioners who were trying to move forward and put in place a lot of the ideas that he was talking about. And that's how the center got started, and that's still consistent with the work we do today. In addition to that, though, our organization creates a lot of tools and frameworks. We're not a programmatic organization. We programs are fine, but sometimes they're very prescriptive. We believe that people in school districts and leaders from the classroom to the boardroom are smart people, and they can figure out how to do it, but they need tools and they need frameworks.
Yep.
In order to do that. So we create a lot of those. And then the last thing I'll say is that one of the initiatives that we started way back in 1997 was the Superintendent Leadership Network, which still continues today and works parallel with the National Superintendent Roundtable now. And it's still in place. And so we have a lot of experience in working with and understanding the needs and challenges that superintendents face in the leadership role. And then the last thing I'll say is that it's of interest, you know, given the article yesterday about superintendents resigning. The foundation, the Bell South Foundation, that supported those initial efforts with the center, that was their concern as well. They said, superintendents are turning over so rapidly that we can't see any return in our investment if we support initiatives in school districts. And so this issue of turnover has been an issue for a long time, but it certainly has been exacerbated with COVID and some of the serious challenges that school districts are facing today.
All over the country, it's just terrible. And I just have one question. You're Phil Schlechting, who founded the center, what was Phil? Was he a professor or a consultant? What was Phil? What got him involved?
Yeah, Phil was a sociologist educator.
Ah, there you go.
And so he had deep roots in the field of sociology, and you see that sociological point of view throughout all of our tools and frameworks. But he was also a teacher. He was a social studies teacher in Ohio and became a professor at University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
Yep.
And he worked closely at the time with the superintendent in Charlotte back during the Swan case, if you remember. And he became really interested in doing more work on the ground in districts with practitioners. And as the story goes, the university kept calling him back home to do what they called the real work, and he kind of thought the real work was out in the field. So he he started the center to support those
good
people who are doing
good
real
guy.
Work.
What a good guy. And again, I apologize, Steve, I said this to you before. You know, I never heard of all your good work before, and I'm so glad that we're now working together, okay, and getting a series of shows on here. And by the way, you had mentioned how important equity and access is. That's the name of our magazine. Steve, and George, you guys are always welcome to write us a column from your National Superintendent Roundtable. We will put it on every issue and put it on site. Okay, if you want to do that. Okay, I don't want you to ever hesitate. Okay, could I make that a formal invitation, Steve?
Absolutely. Thank you.
We have a big circulation.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of listeners, okay, and a lot of readers to our website. We want to really get the word out and really make this very, very important with everything. All right, Steve, I have to ask you, okay, by the way, just so you know, George, I've done a lot of shows with Gwinnett County over the years. Okay, you and I have never met, but I've worked with that school district where you were for. They do nice work down there, I got to tell you. All right,
yeah.
And it's always nice to have them on. Yeah, they do. They really do. Steve, the article yesterday, I just want to go over this. Is this going to be the main thrust of the conversation at the conference? Not yesterday, but at the conference that's coming up. What are the main topics that you're going to cover at the National Superintendents Roundtable Schlechte Center at the kind of same time at the AASA show? Steve.
Yeah, we, as I had mentioned, you know, for our dinner speaker is going to be Greg Hutchins, and he's going to talk about, and it's a book that's not yet published, but it's getting a lot of interest and traction. Again, it's called Getting Into Good Trouble at School. And mm-hmm. it really gets into an awful lot of what's, you know, in that article yesterday or the other day, Larry, one of the things that, you know, was the real thrust and what we talked to with the CNN reporter was there are a myriad of issues that are facing a school superintendent, not just school superintendents, but the article was on school superintendents. They sat at the head of the organization. And so they're the face of the organization. And so, you know, you've got the whole issue with the changing of school boards, people coming with agendas to school boards, where in the past that might not have always been the case. And, of course, you've got things like everything relative to the pandemic, the masking, the, you know, the policies about vaccination, whether or not schools are closed or not. But, of course, there is the, in some states more strongly than others, there is the whole issue of critical race theory and a gross misunderstanding of what the issue really is. And honestly, Larry, the only thing I will say about that is that I just think we need to get real clear about what the issue is and what it isn't. I mean, I was a social studies teacher in North Florida in a pretty conservative district. And even all those years ago in the late 80s, I was just charged to teach history in American government. And there wasn't anybody looking down over my shoulder. They trusted
me
as the educator.
Exactly.
And so I think this is about clarity and how do we trust our educators to do the job we hired them to do. And I think there's going to be a lot of that theme at AASA. Certainly what we're bringing is how do we get superintendents together. You mentioned the difference, you know, the last time we talked and then hit upon it again today. You know, we've got these two superintendent organizations. And, you know, it's interesting. They're both under the same umbrella. And while the Schlechte Center has the point of view I shared with you last time, and George talked a little bit about, the Schlechte Center has our point of view that basically says, you know, we believe the superintendent's role is to be the moral and intellectual leader of the enterprise. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have a viewpoint that that means students should be engaged. We should go to great lengths and you know, find out what kids really need in school. And it you have to create capacity for that machination to happen in a school district. That's a viewpoint. The roundtable is more about policy and superintendents wanting to stay on the cutting edge of what's happening in their world and how do they impact it. What we love about our umbrella and relative to what we're doing at AASA, I've got this vision that, you know, we have now close to 150 superintendents across those two organizations under one umbrella. And the more we can get that common voice out there, there's probably not been a time that it's been needed like it is right now. And, George does go back to his time in Gwinnett, and we have lots of conversations about. The interesting thing about the two of us, we've both been there in the trenches leading school districts, and we know what the job is like. A lot of people joke about, hey, I'm a recovering superintendent, and, you know, because right now it would be God bless the leaders who are leading schools forward.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it's a pretty tough gig right now.
It is, and, you know, I have to say with the critical race theory, if I may, it's not about clarity, in my opinion. It's about politics, okay? Mm-hmm. People have jumped on a phrase that it's not even being taught in schools, okay?
Yeah.
Nobody, it's this nebulous, crazy term that's being used to anger people, okay?
That's right.
That, of course,
was
never its intent, okay? Even though we don't know what exactly, we can't define it, okay? But what scares me, the new governor of Virginia, Governor Youngkin, okay, has now a hotline to report any teacher teaching critical race theory. Does that mean that you don't teach the Dred Scott case? What does that mean? Okay,
exactly.
And it's, you know, and it this is just going out of control. And I know you guys are right on target here. I mean, you can hear the anger in my voice. I hope superintendents stand up, and I know they do, and say enough. We got to teach the kids. We all have your kids' interests at heart. We're not indoctrinating anyone. We're just pointing them to whatever they want to learn and how to do it. That's my speech for today, Steve.
Well,
my odds are disappointing.
And what we hear from on our Schlechte Center work, you know, again, we work with teachers directly in the classroom. We work with principals. We just had two school board conferences, one in Austin and one in just north of Atlanta in Cartersville, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so we're interacting at face level with people who are out there trying to do the good work of public education. And, you know, almost to a person, Larry, and I think George would agree with this, almost to a person, especially people, teachers and people working in the central office, they're like, hey, look, we're just kind of ready to get back to focusing totally on teaching and learning and not having to worry about the politics of critical race theory, not having to worry about whether kids should wear masks or not. We're so hungry after 2 years to get back to the teaching and learning that, that we signed up for. And you know, that article about superintendents leaving, you know, the very day that I read the and saw the report that was done, then another big report comes out on the number of teachers that are saying they're going to finish their careers early because of the stresses.
Why put up
but
with
I,
this?
I always want to say, when we talk about those people that think about quitting and we talk about those people changing careers, I think the biggest thing that people aren't talking about is all those folks who say, no, I'm dedicated to care about the kids, I care about the community, and in spite of those challenges, we're pushing through because
good
it's
point.
Important. Because that's the mainstream. That's most of the people realize, hey, you know, we're gonna make it through, and our kids deserve for us to be there for them. So, but it is a challenge. I really
it
respect
is.
That
it
superintendent
is.
Who said, "If this isn't worth it for me in the situation that
well,
I'm
he was
in,
getting
I mean,
sick.
He was under
he
some
was getting
stress.
Sick." Yeah, that was a gentleman from Palm Beach County in Florida.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I felt bad for him because it was his dream job, and it lasted 2 years, hit the pandemic, and then the politics and all that. And I just feel so bad about it all. It's just crazy. We have got to, you know, superintendent, it's funny. I have to say it this way. People look and they say, well, superintendents, they make so much money, that's their problem. Okay? But without good superintendents, you don't have good school districts. Leadership matters. Okay? And the tenure. George, how long were you? I'm just curious. How long were you superintendent down in Gwinnett?
I was superintendent for 5 years, and I was administrative assistant to the previous superintendent for 8 years.
Okay, so there's 13 years of solid leadership. Okay, and I remember. I don't know if I told you this, guys. When I was a kid, I went to Philadelphia Public Schools. It was a colony back then. That's how old I am. Okay, we were just debating whether to fight the British, all right? And the whole time, all 12 years, my report cards in Philadelphia Public Schools were signed by the same superintendent, a guy named Alan Wetter, all right? I'm sure he was there before I started kindergarten, all right? And my point is, you know, there was a time when people were there for a long time, and they were able to put things into effect and really create a sense of leadership, okay, and working together, all right? And we have to get back to that. We have to understand that, and we have to defend education, and we have to defend the superintendency.
You know, Larry,
okay?
you make an outstanding point. Yeah, you know, I was, you know, when I was out in a superintendent out in Washington State, I was in that seat for 13 years, and I'll tell you what.
There you go, Steve.
There were people looking around like, you know, why can't he find another job or something? Why does he stay so long? It's so abnormal. But, you know, a nice segue would be one of the key aspects of our work and why it's so important that we support the superintendency is whether a superintendent stays 3 years, 5 years, or hopefully much longer, it really is about that relationship with the school board and the focus. If the focus on the work is on the right thing, this strategic change agenda we mentioned, that is a way to say, how do we create a system where it's always important who the superintendent is, it's always important who the leader is, it's always important who's on the board, but the work of the district ought to be laid out with such a directional system that whoever's driving that particular bus at the time, everyone knows where that bus is going, and everyone knows why they're going through some rough waters and, you know, some potholes to get there.
Yep.
And so we go in and help people with our strategic change agenda. We go in and actually measure. You know, a lot of organizations go in and measure your test scores and measure your evaluations. And, you know, we go in and say, if the district dreamed to do something special, Larry, and really become what we would call a learning organization, do they have the capacity to even get there if they dreamt it? And so you talk to boards about, do you buy into, are you committed to that being the vision? I left my district 9 years ago. The district is still pursuing that same work and still doing some work with us around that. And George,
may I ask what district?
I was in five school district just outside of Tacoma, Washington. And that's where we found George Thompson and Phil Schlechte. But George has been the person in our organization who really is our real systems thinker. And he's written some things. And, you know, some of the things I share with you, like our strategic change agenda, I think it's really unique out there. It's like a strategic plan, but again, it measures capacity, and it measures people being real clear about what the main thing and the core business is. So, you know, George, you're the person who wrote a lot of that. You might
We got about 2 minutes left, George. Maybe a minute. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to do more on this. So that we can do it. We can take more time on the next show to do it, if you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this because I believe you're right. And what you just said, okay, and the sociological point from Phil Schlechte, I also appreciate that, okay? Education's one thing. Industry is something else. But there's still leadership involved in both, all right? And that long-term strategic planning, okay, makes all the difference in the world. I couldn't agree with you guys more. All right? I really could. I want to do more, obviously, Steve, with you guys. You're invited to write for us. I'm going to get back to you later today, both of you, and we'll see what we can put together because we're going to do more shows. And I want to have George back on with you, okay, to talk about in detail what his plans are, okay?
That would be outstanding.
You are always welcome here, my friend. Both of you. All right? Both of you. I mean, you're just terrific, and I love what you guys are doing, and you're carrying the mantle of Jim's good work. So thank you both. Have a good day. Stay warm.
Thank you, Larry.
Get too icy down there. Be good, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye, Larry.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry.
Enjoy. Yeah. Stay safe with the winter.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Steve McCammon, okay? George Thompson, the Schlechte Center. It's Schlechte, Schlechty, schlechtecenter.org. All right? Go over there. See what they're doing. Aspiring or current superintendents, take a good look at it. And I hope you can get down to Nashville to be with them. We'll archive over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.